Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2009 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
More of the same people. Sure, they were just plain disciples when they were first called, but when they were appointed or ordained, they became apostles. So if you just read and compare their calling with the calling of the 12, the conditions here are exactly the same. So if you ask how many apostles were there during the public ministry of Jesus Christ, don't say 12, but 12 plus 70, at least. Just go back and study that. Now, Jesus gave them the same power to perform the same ministry. The scripture states that Jesus sent them out into every city and every place. And what were they supposed to do? In verse 9, the other 70, Jesus says, "And heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you." So, they were to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick and tell the people that the kingdom of God was at hand. People, you're in the kingdom. The 12 preached the kingdom. The 70 preached the kingdom. And so why are you preaching something else? I'm just trying to encourage you to walk in balance. God wants us to have balance in this ministry, of course. So you need to have deliverance to be in balance. We have to specialize in the kingdom's message. Okay, these men went out and they were effective. They had a great ministry. And then in verse 7, Jesus said in the scriptures, "And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject unto us through thy name." So it's clear that these other 70 were taken by surprise. They were given power, but they didn't understand the implication. They were just healing the people and thought that they would that was all they were supposed to do. Lo and behold, what happened? The demons showed up. They began to minister healing, and the demons manifested. How many of you know that a great number of diseases and sicknesses are demonic? So the 70 went out and they ministered healing, and lo and behold, the demons began to manifest during their healing crusades, and they had to handle them. They had to confront them. And when they came back embarrassed. No, they came back with joy. Eh? Let me tell you something, brother. If you're in deliverance ministry, you ought to have joy. When you receive deliverance, joy. When you minister deliverance, joy. You remember Philip when he went down to Samaria, 8th chapter of Acts? He preached deliverance, and that was, according to the scriptures, great joy. It's repeated. Great joy. So what does deliverance bring? Joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. They had joy because the demons were subject to them. They had authority. They had been given a dose of authority, and they used it, and they were effective. So what happened? In verse 18, Jesus said, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." Jesus saw that happen while the disciples, I'm talking about the other 70 here, were out healing the sick and engaging the demons as a result of their ministry in active combat. So what does deliverance do? It pulls down the territorial spirits, even while ministering to individuals or groups. Without deliverance, these territorial spirits will never be torn down. And sad to say, and many of you know this, that many that are practicing territorial warfare don't practice or believe in personal deliverance to themselves or to others. But they want to sit around and call you to their big gathering meetings, and they want you to sit around the Pentagon and send out intercession missiles over their cities and communities, but no one wants to simply heal the sick and cast out devils and pull out those territorial spirits. The Lord said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt or harm you. And that's what you and I as the church should have. It's our reward. It's our prize. Power. Power over the enemy. And so I say to you, brethren, do we know what we have in our hands? We have a pearl of great price. A pearl of great price. So what are we going to do with it? Let us stand. We need to repent for not really valuing what God has given us. Almighty God, as I stand with the congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we ask for forgiveness, Father, for not truly valuing what you have given to us, God. God, forgive us, God, for not being faithful in all that you've called us to do as soldiers in your army, to be found faithful in every work that you've called us to do. We recognize, God, as your servants and as believers, that we have in many times been careless in our work, that we have not valued the ministry of deliverance that was given to us. And we repent. As a people, God, we ask for forgiveness and ask that you restore us, Lord God, to a fruitful work and walk for you. Father, we thank you right now for your all-powerful name, the name of Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, power and authority over the demons. We thank you for the standard of God's holy word. Father, we thank you that we are privileged people, and we ask you to help us to fulfill your call in the world today. Give us the qualifications that we need to be greatly used, that we might serve you, that we might honor you and exalt you, that through our life's testimony and ministry, that many would be saved, delivered, and discipled. And that those that disciple and those that become believers, Lord God, would preach the kingdom's message. We pray this evening to tear down the territorial spirits that have long controlled the affairs of our country, long have controlled the affairs of our state and cities of our residents. And we declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that we accept our commission to set the captives free. So, Father, I pray the impartation and the commission upon thy servants, O God. Thank you, Lord God, that they shall go out, Lord God, and be found faithful in the work. Lord God, it's you that empower them, Lord God, for the work. Lord, I pronounce the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ upon their ministries as they go forward, Lord God, valiantly, Lord God, soldiers in the camp of God. Lord, I bless them in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. I think most of us are familiar with the renunciation prayers, that it is so important that we renounce and declare before the Lord that we are repentful people and ask for his forgiveness. For those who want to participate, I'm going to take us through some renunciation prayers, and then we're going to engage the enemy. We have about another 20-25 minutes before it's 9:30. I hope to be finished by that time unless the Lord says otherwise. So if you repeat after me, Dear Lord, with honesty of heart and humility of soul and conviction of spirit, do I make this following confession? I've sinned against you and I've disobeyed your word. Whether it be through willfulness, ignorance, or curiosity, and I now repent of these sins. I ask you to forgive me through the blood of Jesus Christ. But by an act of my will, and in the name of Jesus, I close all those doors which I have opened to Satan. And I now ask you, dear Lord, to help me renounce all these things and cleanse me in body, soul, and spirit in Jesus' name. Now, basically, there's two areas that we've found where many people have most of the demonic attacks. One area is in the area of forgiveness, and I'm going to talk a little bit about forgiveness in a moment during the renunciation prayer. And so if there's an area where you have ought against someone or unresolved issue of unforgiveness against someone, you need to get that right with God tonight. You don't have time to wait till tomorrow. You need to get that right. The other area is, of course, the area of the occult. Now, some of these things I'm going to cover, you're going to say, oh, don't worry about it. I've been to Ryan's. It's a cafeteria line, and I can picky choosy. But you don't know what your forefathers were involved in. And some of you don't remember because the devil is so good at covering up and causing us to bury a lot of the things we did when we were young people. Magazines we read. Only one time you read Omni. One time you read the Martial Arts magazine. You don't remember you read that book one time. There's so many things you did. And so I'm suggesting that you stay open. Stay open. Because there may be some things in here that you need to renounce. I suggest that you just renounce everything. And that way, if it's there, then, when I call it out, it's going to come out. If it's not there, it just won't come out. Amen? We need to renounce our or our ancestors' occultic past. Amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce. I renounce the occult. I renounce witchcraft. Magic. Black and white. And yellow. I renounce all seances, clairvoyance, mediums, contact with familiar spirits, and UFOs. I renounce all Ouija boards and other occult games. I've heard of many, many stories of individuals playing with Ouija boards, particularly in college. But many of you are not aware that some of your siblings or friends could have had Ouija boards and you wasn't interested, so they figured you wasn't, you know, up enough to even introduce such a wonderful game to, so you just, you know, you didn't count. So you're just sleeping over in another bed over there while they playing with the Ouija board. It's still in there. We had a child that had inoperable scoliosis. She was a teenager. Some friends of mine went to the home, this was quite a few years ago. And they began to pray for this child, broke the curses off the child, and she didn't get healed. We expect something to happen instantly when we pray. So they advised the family. They were Assembly of God, so they didn't believe in having idols and pictures and all that on the wall anyway, so that was a good start. That if they found anything to break the curses, take it out and burn it. And they said, oh, no, you know, we don't have all that kind of stuff around the house. So the daughter laying in the bed, the daughter is sick. And about 2 weeks later, the wife called my friends and told them that while they decided since the daughter wasn't getting any better to do spring cleaning. When they was doing spring cleaning, carefully hid in the blankets, winterized, and this is summertime, was a Ouija board that the neighbor came by, her girlfriend, and they would play with the Ouija board. Well, the daughter never thought about it no more. Okay? And so they took it outside, and they said they began to burn it, and they was all excited. And they said, the ministers began to talk to them on the phone. They were all excited about that, and said, "Well, what we want to tell you was when we started it on fire, our daughter's back snapped in place." Wow. Yeah. So we need to be conscious of the fact that some healings are already ordained of God, have already been commissioned of God, and we just need to get in right standing with God. It might be something that we need to remove from our premises, or something we have on our personal person. Okay? So just think about those things. So when you're doing renunciation, you're breaking curse, you need to widen your perimeter of prayers. Repeat, I renounce all fortune telling, palm reading, tea leaf reading, crystal balls, tarot, and other card laying, and pendulum. We have a lot of new TV shows out right now, and we're not avid TV watchers, but I do like the news, and I've even watched it a little bit more challenging here lately because I'm trying to see the new spirit of the law in our nation and the spirit of the news, and what is it going to... How is it going to affect the next generation? What's taking place apostolically? Because I'm seeing something here. You can correct yourself to the point where you destroy yourself. So I'm seeing something here going on, but I'm not so sure. I ain't got a handle on it yet. Probably some of the other prophets have already figured it out. But they got these little TV programs come on, something like The Mentalist. Is that the way they pronounce it? Have anybody seen that? And he's got telekinesis. And he's moving pins and stuff with his... And you're sitting down there just relaxing the show, eating pizza and drinking Coke. That's like going to an actual seance. So we need to monitor. You're not supposed to set your eyes before any evil thing. You need to monitor what's going on that TV, people. Oh, so that's a type of entertainment. So the eating bonds you to whatever you're watching. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's good. That's good. So we need to understand that you can't just leave your children in front of the TV and just go and do washing or go wash your car, guys. You have a responsibility to protect your family and rear them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. So they need to know these. I guarantee you my children know. Not that my children better than anybody else. That's not what I'm saying. But I didn't take no prisoners. I mean, I had to deal with my wife and everybody else around the holiday. They go out there, deck the halls of, I say, well, deck the halls of folly. This is season two, be broke. But anyway. I told my grandson, he said, what you got there, Papa? I said, bunny rabbits. Oh, yeah, I raised them up on rabbit and deer and everything. But anyway, okay, I'm going to leave that. All right. So, excuse me. But anyway, that was back then. So I didn't take any prison. I didn't pacify them. You know, I didn't tell them, well, it's okay. You just can't do nothing. No, Jesus loves you. You go ahead and get the tree. We didn't have no trees, no nothing. All right, so you're going to have to work with that. Work with your babies and work with your children. You'll work that out. God will show you how to do it. We didn't rake our nieces and nephews and our family members over the fire because we had this revelation. We just went over there and had a wonderful time, had tea and cocoa and all that. Had a wonderful time for Jesus, you know. So don't think I was that hard. I just don't mind. They came up. I just told them. My granddaughter, all of them, they already know the truth. They tell me. They call me up. Papa, you need to pray for me. Oh, Papa, this is the problem. You know? Okay, so. Oh, no, I didn't say it too much already. I better go. No, I didn't say too much. That's all right. You need to hear that. Amen? All right. I renounce. All astrology. All interest in the horoscopes. And the signs of the zodiac. I renounce. The heresy of reincarnation and all healing groups involved in metaphysics. I renounce. All hypnosis. I know none of you ever got involved in hypnosis, but when I was in the military, I knew this guy. He hypnotized people. I don't know if he got me or not. Years later, I think, I wonder if he got me. But I do know this much, that every one of you that ever went to a dentist, they all trained in hypnotism. Or is that the right way to say it? Mm-hmm. Every one of them, they have to, because not everybody can take anesthesia. So when you go and you submit, because when I go to, if I go to a physician, I am in submission. I don't understand that when I go to the hospital. They call me to the hospital, and they didn't call me first, and that's okay. Or if they did, they still go to the hospital. When you go to the hospital, you're under that authority. But they talk about them and embarrass them and treat them like dogs, and I'm rebuking and telling people off all in the hallways. They want me to come in and ask some blessings. You're under that authority, so let's try to work around that. We're going to need to work with that, you know. Most of you don't know how to do that. So if you ever went to a dentist, your dentist has been trained to hypnotize you. Now you can ask them. Next time you go to this, say, if I didn't want to take an anesthesia, if I was allergic to you, could you hypnotize me? Sure. So do you know when you get out of there, you better break that curse.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I renounce all hypnosis.
Mind reading.
Mind control. Second sight. ESP. EST. And parapsychology. I renounce water witching. Levitation. Body lifting, table tipping, automatic writing, drawing, and composing. I remember, I'm doing a study right now, Pastor, on sexual sins. I don't know, hopefully be ready for the youth camp in July. And I think y'all didn't leave me to teach on it here. But I'm getting healing there, and then I will be able to help maybe some of the young people. And but I remember there was a child that Dr. Noel had to minister to that went to a what do little children like to go to when they wear their pajamas? A slumber party. And the children was all from saved folks, Assembly of God, something like that, I believe. It's on his tape, And I'm probably going to share that during the youth camp, too. And so the girls got to playing and everything. So they said, well, let's play, I think it goes something like Mary, Mary, Mirror on the Wall. It's a name for that. Bloody Mary or something. When you get to the mirror, you try to get the spirit to manifest. Well, the spirit manifested that night. And it leaped onto a piano and started playing. Now, only one child became possessed by that spirit and went into a prostitution or teenager for the next 6 months. Wow. It took them 6 months, in prayer, and ministry to get that young child off the church. And then when they brought it back to the church turned a hand. And they eventually had to leave the city, as I understand. I know they left the church. And which was a picture of what took place in 2 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, where Paul warned the Corinthian church of the potential of the same thing happened to them if they hadn't restored such a one that had been restored and had repented. The young man that was in the sexual union with his father's wife in the fifth chapter of 1 Corinthians 1. And so I'm always challenged when I meet these people that can, they say they never took a pianist lesson, never wrote anything. So I take an extra moment out to ask them, how good are they? How good did they get? So the first day they can play 25 songs off, you know, like by ear. Talk to me a little bit about it. I want to know a little bit about it. I don't just take that for granted. I want to know if they can write and they can be thinking about something else. Because a lot of the automatic writing and drawing and composing is done by demon power. So we need to be very careful when we sanctify something and bless it because someone comes to us and say they got a gift. Now, I'm not saying that people can't have, I could play almost every instrument. After about the 11th or 12th grade, I played drums and trumpets and drum. I played a lot of instruments. But I can't play anything now, but I can tell you if you're playing it wrong. I can tell you if you're not in the right beat. I can read music. But all those instruments that I could play, that was for Satan. That wasn't for God. That was not my calling. I wasn't going to be a singing preacher. Hum daddy, hum dog, whatever they call him. Made his millions, didn't they? I renounce. Astral projection. Soul travel. Thought projection. And other demonic skills. I renounce all mind control. Power of positive thinking. Positive control salesmanship. And demonic power to impose my will on others. I renounce all sorcery. All dependence on medals such as St. Christopher medals. Mary medals. Good luck charms. Rabbit's foot, four-leaf clovers, wishbones, potions, amulets, and I vow I will destroy any that are on my person or under my control. When we were children, I'm 56, and when we were children, it was nothing for us to watch our favorite shows of John Wayne and Fonda. And to duplicate what they did on TV. So as children, we get out in the field. Me and Ricky, Ricky's come to a couple of prayer meetings. I've seen him in Beaumont. He come, he had a car dealership about 30 miles west of us, and the business experienced hard times. And so he's opened up a new dealership in our city. So anyway, he started coming to some prayer meetings so he can get blessed. Bless him. Lord bless Ricky. And but I can remember me and Ricky and all those boys. It's amazing how God brought them back to me. We go and pierce our fingers so we can have blood covenant. Just like they did on the Cowboy and Western shows. How many of y'all forgot that? You got to break those covenants. And many of us can carry the infirmities of those covenants and not even know. Our friends have long gone, died and left us. And we're having the same sickness that they have today. We have a covenant with them. I'm trying to get you to dig a little bit. Not take this for granted. All right? I vow that I will destroy any idols, images, foreign gods, such as the Buddhas, Mexican sun gods, signs of the zodiac, American Indian dolls, voodoo dolls, the Egyptian ark, pentagrams, and any other abominations that are on my person or in my house. I renounce all literature I've ever read in any of these fields and vow that I will destroy such books in my own possession. I will also destroy any objects, pictures, signs, statues, jewelry, charts, which are on my person or in my house. Now, some of us, you know, we got a little pride about what we came out of, and we want to show our trophies. We call it a testimony to show people what we came. We got a book table full of people that's believers, that's written about this subject matter, So you don't need to have the Mormon book, Jehovah's Witness book, and all this other junk in your house file so you can show somebody. I want to show you the error here, brother. I just want to show you that. You're keeping that mess in your house because that's your trophy. That's your little gods. That's how you can prove that you change. And I love all people, and I want people to come out of those cults that I named. Trust me, it's not the people. We're dealing with an enemy. His name is Satan. And I would not withhold the gospel from any of those that I've named and many of those that I have not named yet. I'm going to tell you, I think longevity in this business is rooted in not judging. I think longevity is rooted in that. We got too many opinions and we like to judge. So we need to get judgment out of people. If you got to make a statement like I just made, you better make it under compassion. So let's get all the junk out of the house. All those extra things and soul ties, all that jewelry and watches, and you guys, I got all your trophy pictures from way back in Vietnam. Look at me, buddy. Oh. But anyway, and so we need to get rid of all that gold and five rings and all this other stuff out of it. We need to get rid of our soul ties, and these are idols. These are your altars. These are the little private moments when daddy's going to work or wife is going to work, and you can go in your little chest and see how you used to be. Repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, I break all curses, hexes, spells, jinxes, and vexes placed on me from any occult source. I break the curse of incest back 10 generations off my family line. I break the curse of illegitimacy 10 generations back off my family line. I break the curse of idolatry off my family line. And I renounce any oaths I or my ancestors ever made to any false god, idols, false cult, or false religion. I renounce any initiation right to different clubs, brotherhoods, lodges, fraternities, sororities, or orders, which is of a demonic or witchcraft origin. I break all demonic subjection, all demonic soul ties, all bondages to my mother, father, grandparents, spouses, ex-spouses, or any other human being, living or dead, who has ever dominated me or controlled me in any way contrary to the will of God. I break all curses of psychic heredity and any demonic hold upon my family line as a result of the disobedience of any of my ancestors, spouse or ex-spouses. I break any curses of physical or mental illness off my family line. I break any curse on me or my family from the occult or demonic origin. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce every cult that denies the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. Every philosophy that denies the deity of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I have another confession to make. I'm not always loved. And I have resented certain people. And I confess this is sin. I call upon you, Lord, to help me to forgive them. I do now forgive the following people that you bring to my heart. And I will also bless them. In Jesus' name. Just take our time. The Lord tell you, it might be me. You got to forgive. I've been in a position where I was teaching, I had to forgive somebody. Oh yeah, it happens. And sometimes we can be so hurt, we don't think they deserve forgiveness. But that's not your issue. Your job is to forgive them. Pray for them and bless them that they have a family heritage. Even if they're dead, the hurt still lives in you. If in days to come you show me others, I will quickly forgive them and speak blessings over them. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to forgive me of my sins, the sins of unforgiveness. I do now forgive myself. You really need to mean that too, because I know it can be difficult, because I've been in this business for over 20 years, and I knew it was about 10 years before I figured out I had a problem with forgiving myself. But I had that, and training like I was training, certainly some of you could have some other skeletons in your closets. I hope that everyone here is saved, born again. But just in the event that you're not, I ask that everyone will repeat after me. I want to introduce you to Jesus. Would you repeat after me? Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and arose from the dead. You redeemed me by your blood, and I belong to you, and I want to live for you. I confess all of my sins, known and unknown, and I'm sorry for them all. I renounce them all. Now I come to you as my deliverer. Lord Jesus, claiming the promise that whomsoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered, shall be set free. Satan, I renounce you in all your works. I loose myself from you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to leave me now. Now I'm going to ask that you just agree with me, if you like, if you want to participate. I'm going to engage the enemy. And I pray that while I'm engaging the enemy, that you spend very little talking. And that's because many times when the evil spirits leaving us, they leave us through the air passages. You have approximately 7 passages in your body. And we don't have any spray in here. But anyway, I think we could tolerate. We have a good ventilation system. But you do have 7 passages. And the devil loves you to use the one in your mouth. Because he is trying not to come out. And he just can't face Jesus. So if you say Jesus, Jesus, and that's why many people, after you finish praying for them and you wax yourself worn, and they sit down and they throw up. Because all the demons can see is Jesus when you're praying for them. And you don't give them no way to get out. So if you're saying, Jesus, 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 what do you think? You want to come up there? And that's why people get prayed for, and soon they turn to the side. Then they start vomiting. So that's another mentor nugget you'll learn if you're under mentors. More is caught than taught. I'm catching things by coming here too. Father, over the congregation of the Lord, I pray over the demonic powers that I'm about to engage in the name of Jesus. I pray to break all ancestral curses over the body of Christ. I break them, 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 I break them in Jesus' name. I break all the multiples of the Spirit. Now, I was about to tell you that so far my delivery has been so easy to duplicate. All you got to do is take my notes, say a few things, read through some renunciation prayers, because I do this on purpose. Now, another time you might see me with no notes. I'm showing you to get rid of your pride. If you want to learn the message, you're going to have to learn a way to do it until God is able to give you the revelation to the point where you can memorize many of the things, and He'll bring it back to you, and you'll be able to say the renunciation prayers without the need of a script. There's nothing I've done here that took anything extra other than a few personal testimonies. I'm trying to show you how easy it is if you don't fight God. So this is going to be a little challenging here, what I'm going to do this time. All right, and that requires usually an extra class for me to teach. Over the ancestral curses, all of the layers of the curses that are coming in and all the demons that are holding the curses over your lives, I break them, 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 I break them in Jesus' name. I break every direct curse that's been spoken over your lives, all direct curses that came down through the sins of the fathers. I break them, 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 I break them in Jesus' name. I'm entering the strong man's palace. You're no longer at peace. I'm spoiling your goods, and there's nothing you can do about it. I break it, I break it, I break it, all the multiples of direct curses. Now, all of the self-inflicted curses, all self-inflicted curses that you pronounce on yourself, many of you have repented of. You realize that you can't use your tongue in such evil ways, but you never really thought about breaking the self-inflicted curse. Cursed by the name, self-inflicted curse. So I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I break all self-inflicted curses. I break them, I break them, I break them, I break them in Jesus' name. Every indirect curse you got, I break all the multiples, the indirect curses. I break them, 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 break them in Jesus' name. I break all indirect curses. An example of an indirect curse might be Jacob and Rachel. Laban said, whoever got the God, Jacob said, hey, nobody here going to steal your gods. Whoever got them, they'll die. And so Rachel, he didn't know Rachel was sitting on him. And so she died in giving birth. Indirect curse, cursed by her own husband. You can do the same thing by just telling somebody, I think you ought to get the abortion. He don't want you. Get the abortion. 25 years later, you don't even remember. You help your friend get an abortion. So all I did was tell him it was okay to me. Were you an accessory to the fact in the court of God's law? Indirect curse. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I break those curses in Jesus' name. Now I break all curses on any living and non-living entities. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I break all the curses over your life in Jesus' name. I break those curses. All of the demons that come to seal the curse in you, I dislodge them right now, and I break the satanic seals over those curses. I break them, 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 I break them in Jesus' name. I break all of the satanic protective shields. I break them, I break them, I break them, I break them, I break them over the demons, over the curses. I break them, 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 I break them in Jesus' name. I break all psychic prayers, satanic prayers over those curses, trying to seal those curses into the person and into our lives. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. Now I break all of the soul ties, ties of the evil past, all demonic soul ties, like Lot's wife. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I break it, I break it, I break all the multiples, rulers, controllers, controller rules, and all supervisory spirits. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I break all ties with all living and non-living entities of our past, pictures, music, entertainment, arguments, abuse. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I bind all the spirits and command them to come up. I bind them all, command you all to come up in Jesus' name. Come on up here. I bind you in Jesus' name. Every one of you going to come up in Jesus' name. Come on up here. I break the ties between all the spirits. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I cut any supports of those spirits in Jesus' name. I just cut all the supports of the spirits. Cut all the roots of those demons. I break any remaining holes. Sever any relationships with low-life spirits. No-name spirits. And any other supporting spirits. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. Now, over our lives, I break all satanic wishes. Generationally. Spoken in the hospital rooms. Spoken by the midwives. Imprecations. Witchcraft that came from other intercessors. Praying control over your life. Spoken word curses. Should have been a boy, should have been a girl. I want a boy, I want a girl. Whatever the situation. I'm breaking those satanic wishes over your lives. Satanic dedications. I'm breaking all the multiples also. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it in Jesus' name. Satanic dedications over your life. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it in Jesus' name. Break all satanic blood covenants over your life. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it in Jesus' name. All of you that didn't bond with your mom and dad at birth, but you had to bond with an incubator, or bond with a nurse, or bond with a doctor, torn away from confidence and security and love for a season. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I break all satanic declarations over your life, satanic assignments, satanic schemes, and satanic designs over your life. I break them today in Jesus' name. I break them in Jesus' name. Now I break all hexes, vexes, spells, jinxes, enchantments, rituals associated with hope, voodoo, with witchcraft, with the occult, with Satan churches, witch coverings. I break all evil and satanic oppression over your life. I bind Satan in the name of Jesus, his demons in the heavens and on earth. I loose this deliverance session from Satan and his demons in the heavens and on earth. I bind Satan and his demons in the heavens and on earth. I forbid them to communicate with or reinforce any demons inside of anybody willing to participate. I bind the strong man, the ruler spirits, over every person's house and loose every person from the strong man that's willing to participate. I forbid the strong man over each person's house to communicate with or reinforce any spirits inside of each person's house in Jesus' name. When I call your name, you're going to come out. You're going to go where Jesus tells you to go. There's nothing you can do about it either. A greater one is here. All spirits of the occult, all generational spirits of the occult that came down our family bloodline, I command all the curses that came with them. I've broken your seals, the shields, the psychic prayers, ties, the evil paths, all that. You've been unearthed. You got to come out. I break your evil power possession authority over every person. You have no legal right to stay anymore. So all of the spirits that from our past participation, our family members' past participation, are those that were in our perimeter, those that violated our perimeter in colleges, at home, in school, our neighbors, participating with the Ouija board, come out of us now, Ouija board spirits. Go. Sorcery, come out of us. Witchcraft control, go in Jesus' name. Witchcraft, go. All water witching spirits, I'm speaking to the generational spirits, as well as our own sins and our own lives. All magic. Come out. Magic. I break that power. Break soul ties with our classmates. Break soul ties with those that we have dated, that use magic, that read magazines and how to woo a lover, that you don't have no clue that this took place. I break those curses right now in Jesus' name. All magic, all voodoo, all divination. I break its power, all fortune telling. You go in Jesus' name. You go, Gene Dixon, Edgar Casey, Irene Hughes. Go in Jesus' name. Automatic writing, handwriting analysis. They're doing tea leaf on television shows. Tea leaf, you come out. Coffee grounds, crystal balls, tarot cards, palm reading. You go in Jesus' name. Someone ought to be able to say the word astrology or horoscopes and you not even think about what you used to be. Trust me, you can get there. I'm there. I have to think for a second. You can get there. You can have a wonderful festive season around December 25th and not start dancing to some pagan song or something. Okay. All astrology, go in Jesus' name. Lucifer, we're not under you. The gods of astrology, go. The gods of the horoscope, go. Gods of the signs of the zodiac, go in Jesus' name. You are liars. Go in Jesus' name. Now the spirits of hypnosis, go in Jesus' name. Go. And also the religious trance spirits too. I'm just dancing in the spirit. Yeah, okay. All that trance, come out of there. You go in Jesus' name. You go. All the spirits in the third eye, the all-seeing eye, the all-evil eye, you go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. That don't mean you got to throw all your money away. If you are going to give it to me, I'll find something to do with it. But you need to know how to pray over all this kind of stuff, buying those demons. All the spirits of ESP, you go in Jesus' name. Spirits of ESP, go. Spiritualism, go in Jesus' name. Mediums, go. Come out of there. Some of you might have had a cousin. Somebody can charm a wart off of you or something. Come out of there. You go in Jesus' name. All the spirits of seance. I think they used to have seance on TV shows. I don't want to call his name. But anyway, one of the talk shows used to have a seance. Seance spirits, you come out of us and you go in Jesus' name. All the parlor games, table tipping, you go in Jesus' name. Come out of there, all. Come out of there, all necromancy. Praying to the dead. Come out of there, go in Jesus' name. Come out of there, kissing the feet of the statue. Come out of there, all necromancy spirits, you go in Jesus' name. Spirits of levitation, clairvoyance. Come out, all clairvoyant spirits. What do they do? Well, a clairvoyant is simply a person that has a demon that can tell you something that's bad is about to happen to you and get you to thinking, well, I better be careful. And then the demons go out and arrange it. And there's a lot of that going on in the charismatic church today. Charismatic witchcraft. So you need to be careful about going somewhere trying to get a word. I'm going over there so I can get a word from Brother Glenn. Trust me. You better be ready if you're going to go to this man of God to get a word. He's going to tell you like he is. That's the way it ought to be, though. And he don't take no prison with me either. Now, if I blow it, he going to let me say, well, you know, or I could just run. You see me about a year from now. I've had people leave me, too, at the local church, and they come back. I say, let's start off where we left off at. Some of y'all are just so glad to have me there because you ain't got but five members. But anyway, I'll tell you, I've been there, done that. All spirits of astral projection, come out. Astral projection, you go in Jesus' name. Spirits of transcendental meditation, go. Leave us right now. Leave our generations. Bless, Lord, we are blessed in the Lord. So those demons are there to destroy us, but they have to go. I'm casting them out in Jesus' name. Ekinkar, soul travel, silver, mind control, you go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, demons. Come out. All the spirits from our forefathers and those that we were participating in, Eastern religions. Come out in Jesus' name. All Eastern religions. Hinduism, come out. Taoism, come out. Confucianism. I Ching. Come out of there. Krishna. Zen. ESI. ESP, excuse me. Come out. And PSI, excuse me. Come out of there in Jesus' name. You know who you are. Just get out of the people of God. Go in Jesus' name. Spirits from Jehovah's Witness. Spirits from Christian Science. Rosicrucians. Come out of there. Come out of there. Theophany. There's a lot of that going on right now. Go in Jesus' name. Spirits of unity. Come out of there. Metaphysics. Baha. Scientology. You go in Jesus' name. Spirits of the inner peace movement. A lot of these spirits, these things were really prominent during the 60s and 70s, during the revolution in our nation. Come out. Come out of there. Children of God. Come out. You go in Jesus' name. Come out. All spiritual frontiers. Urantia. Moonies. Children of God. Go in Jesus' name. Go! I was ministering to a little girl from the Mooney group, in our city several months ago. And she was very teachable. And of course, I knew about her doctrines. And I didn't challenge her doctrines. But God told me, just tell her about my marriage. And my wife and I were at a service. And we were ministering. And during that service, I was in the back and praying. My wife was up in the front. We didn't know each other. We were just friends. And the Holy Spirit spoke, say, behold thy wife. And I was like this. And I looked up and I saw her. I said, it must have been somebody else. I looked over to the side. And about a year after we were married, sometime later when we were married, some friends of ours was at the house and asked us, how did God put us together? And I said, I was in need of attention at a revival. And the Lord told me, behold my wife. My wife said, well, that same night I was in the back. The Lord told me, behold my husband. So that's all I can tell that little Mooney girl. That might be all that matters when she get ready to be told who to marry. I got you a buzzard waiting on you. Come on. That's all I can tell her. That's all God gave me for her. And it was sincere. It wasn't threatening. I just told her, no man is to organize your marriage. I didn't even tell her that. The testimony stood on its own merit. Okay. All the spirits right now, from Children of God, the Farm, Islam, Black Muslims, come out. I'm getting a little movement right here to myself. Good. Come on out there. It's a wonderful meal today. I don't think that's what it was, though. Come on out there in Jesus' name. Come on, it's good. Oh, that's real good. Right there. Good. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Spirits of Islam, Black Muslims, the way you go in Jesus' name to walk. And other groups using the Bible for denying or admitting the divinity of Christ or the efficacy of his cross, death on the cross, and his resurrection from the dead, denying the existence of heaven and hell. All spirits of Kutalini, go. Spirits of Santeria, go. Spirits of Kali, go. Spirits of all the Orishas, go in Jesus' name. Now all the spirits of biorhythm, yoga, karate, and all the martial arts manifest and come out and go in Jesus' name. Come out of there. All the spirits of acupuncture, Freemasons, come out, Freemasons, manifest. Eastern Star, come out. All the spirits from pierced ears, from tattoos, charms, hexagrams, pentagrams, the ark, Italian horn, goat's head, the unicorn, flying horse and rainbows, come out. Come out of there, all those little figurines on the walls in the house. Now, come out of there in Jesus' name. All enchantments, fetishes, potions, spells. Come out from all the background we play with the Dungeons and Dragons games. Come out of there. All those demons, come out. Psychic readings, reincarnations, all the spirits from the pyramids. Come out. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Mental signs, false visions, superstitions. Come out. All Satanism, karma, and hex signs. You go in Jesus' name. All warlocks. All witch doctor spirits, spirit of the witch, spirit of the wizard, you go in Jesus' name. Spirits of laziness, self-deception, impatience, pride, spirits of Leviathan, you go in Jesus' name. Ugliness, self-hatred, irritation, ambition, loneliness and despair, come out, leave us alone, go, get out of our house, we belong to Jesus. Spirits of hopelessness, suicide, death, confusion, rejection, misery, and depression. You go in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, torment, torture, doubt, unbelief, greediness, ugliness, all those spirits of covetousness. Get out of us in Jesus' name. All guilt, shame, condemnation, evil heart of unbelief. Go in Jesus' name. Come out of there. All the spirits of fear. Go. Spirits of fear. Fear of giving and receiving love freely. I'm never going to trust another woman. I got hurt in my first marriage. That's it. Duh. Period. I don't want to hear it. I'm never going to trust another man. I've seen people just make so sad. How can they do it? Because they don't know God. And so it's our job to teach them. So spirits of fear of death, fear of pain, fear of falling, fear of darkness, fear of dogs, fear of cats, fear of insects, fear of snakes, fear of crowds, fear of water, fear of drowning, fear of closed spaces, fear of the future. Fear of nightmares, fear of demons, fear of storms, fear of loss of salvation, fear of judgment, fear of purgatory and hell, all fear of Satan, come out, spirits of wrath, anger, temper, contention, childish self-will, all fighting, spirits of Jim Jones, military, murder, abandon, come out, all resentment, malice, envy, destruction, spirits of osmosis, you go in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Bitterness, jealousy, come out. Hysteria, fits and convulsions. You go in Jesus' name. Come out of the people of God. Now all child abuse spirits, all divorce spirits, come out. All separation spirits, you go in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Broken heart, wounded heart, bruised emotions, deep hurt, spirits of unforgiveness, spirits of revenge, spirits of vengeance, seething anger, rage, spirits of schizophrenia, spirits of paranoia, profanity, blasphemy, filthy communication, lying and gossip, go in Jesus' name, slander, whining, complaining, self-pity, criticism and mockery, you go in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. All the deaf and dumb spirits, you go. I command the deaf and dumb spirit, go in Jesus' name. Come out of us in Jesus' name. I speak healing. Ears be open. Eyes be open in Jesus' name. All the spirits of lust, all sex spirits, was entered in through the eye, through the ear, through participation, transfer or by inheritance. All spirits of masturbation, come out in Jesus' name. Guilt, shame, condemnation. All pornography spirits, come out, pornography. Homosexuality, come out. Lesbianism, come out. Sex perversion of all types, oral sex, anal sex, bestiology, sodomism, that's right, incest, rape, fornication, all adultery, immorality, occult sex, prostitution, harlotry, ungodliness, filth, filthy dreams, come out of us in Jesus' name. Incubus, go. Succubus, go in Jesus' name. Go. All filthy imaginations, sexual flashbacks, you go in Jesus' name. Sexual fantasies, you go. Come out of there. Come out of there. All lasciviousness, lewdness. Come out of there. All nudity, all flirting and seduction spirits, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh. Come out of the sex organs. Come out of the lips. Come out of the tongue. Come out of the taste buds. Come out of the throat and the mind in Jesus' name. I break all curses of deformity, infirmity, sicknesses back to 10 generations on both sides of the family. I command the spirit of arthritis, you go in Jesus' name. All the pain, swelling, infection, cancer, ulcers, tumors, and cysts, you go in Jesus' name. All weaknesses, you go in Jesus' name. I break all of the bastard curses. All bastard curses. I break your evil power, possession, authority over the saints of God in the name of Jesus. Father, I take authority right now over the strong man of infirmity, and I bind him right now in Jesus' name. All infirmities, everyone that's been participating and have talked to the Father about certain things that are going on in their physical man, certain sicknesses and infirmities, I agree with you right now. We just command those demons to loose us right now. We command those evil spirits, you go in Jesus' name. You have no part in us anymore in Jesus' name. Father, I just pray over the congregation of the Lord. We ask, Father, the Holy Spirit would come and just fill us. Fill those areas, Father, that were inhabited by the demons. Oh, God, with your love and your precious anointing, God, the Word of God, touch our hearts, Lord God, to do Scripture studies, to fill those areas, Lord God. Lord, I just pray right now, Father, for protection. Just pray for the congregation of the Lord, Lord God, to close those doors right now. Lord, we just thank you for the blood of Jesus to wash us and cleanse us. And as we continue to get deliverance, even throughout the rest of the night and days to come, Lord, we shall stand and proclaim that Jesus is Lord, and we shall give you the glory, Lord God, for it is you that set us free. It is you, Lord God, that we serve, and you only shall we obey. Lord God, so I pray the blessings of Abraham upon the congregation of the Lord. I bless them this night in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Father, as we prepare for rest, angels will encamp the grounds that will begin to gather all of the demonic powers that have been loosed by the people, that you have loosed the people from these demonic powers. The angels will take them with chains and shackles, Lord God, and send them. We send them all to where you receive them, Lord Jesus. I command them to go now in Jesus' name. We cleanse the grounds right now. We ask for legions of ministering angels to come, legions of warring angels to come, Father, and continue to do warfare over this place, over this facility, and within our lives throughout the night, doing warfare against all of this darkness, Lord God. And Lord God, we just thank you right now for the light of God in our lives, for healing and for restoration. We just thank you right now, Lord God, for the message of deliverance, for the commission, and for the sincere desire you've placed in each one of our hearts to do the work and be found faithful. And I want to thank all of you for your faithfulness and allowing me to share with you. It's obvious that I was having some difficulties there, but that's okay. That happens from time to time, but it's not always that way. But God has given us a great victory tonight. And many of you will awaken in days and weeks to come to notice that some things that used to bother you doesn't bother you anymore. And to the young people, you saw how deliberate and how easy it was for me to deliver the gospel, because it's all about Jesus. Relationship, before ministry, preparation, message, renunciation, prayers, engage the enemy. I'm choking up, half asleep, and everything else up here. I'm just trusting Him. Simple. Simple man. But a son of God. Amen? May God bless you. Have a good night's sleep. Don't stay up too late. See you in the morning. All right, Pop.
God bless you, Pastor.
Pastor got a word for us. Hold up.
Over the years, I've seen many different deliverances, hundreds. I've dealt with Herb and I, with Buddhists, with pictures that lit up on fire, and many other things. But he, several times tonight, he mentioned the Ouija board. We had a very unusual experience in one of the aircraft factories with a Ouija board. Urban, my background for many years was with the space industry. And Irma was a supervisor of a group of typists and editors and proofreaders. And we had lunch hour break at lunch hour. And half a dozen girls were sitting around a table. Nobody thought anything about it. But it was time to go back to work. And they didn't get up to go to work. So Irma walked over, because she was the boss, to remind them that they were supposed to be going back to work. Now, she didn't pay attention to what they were doing, but they had a Ouija board in the middle of the table, and they were talking on this Ouija board, and it was talking back to them. And Irma went on by and went into her office. And in a couple of minutes, one of the girls come in Irma's office, walked in, shut the door, and stood in front of the door. She said, "What did you do out there?" Irma didn't know what she was talking about. She said, "What do you mean?" She said, "When you walked up, the Ouija board quit working. And when you walked away, it wouldn't work anymore. What did you do?" Irma said, "I started talking in tongues." She said, "Well, whatever you did, we want to know about it." So, anyway, now this was in a company, one of the aerospace companies. And they got a chance to be testified to that the Ouija board was demonic. Well, the Lord bless you. Don't mess with a Ouija board.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.